What's up, everyone? Says we're live. It's Aaron Negler, Cheesehead TV, with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live from New York City. Hello to everybody already in the comments and who will be joining us here in America and across the world. Always a good time to chat with Packers fans 2 days after a big opening season victory. The Packers have off today. There's no availability, no practice. We will hear from the team again on Wednesday, and that's when we should get some kind of news on Kenny Clark, because I know that's the one big question mark after finding out yesterday that Lucas Patrick should be available or possibly will be available on Sunday against the Lions, while Lane Taylor's season has come to an end, which you absolutely hate to see. Heart goes out to Lane. I can't imagine fighting through everything he did just to get back out there and then to win that job and then to go down in the first game of the season just absolutely sucks. So big shout out to Lane Taylor. Look, he's done it once. He can do it again. I have no doubt he will come back ready to bear, full guns a-blazing next year. Just really sucks to see. Good to see everybody in the comments. How are you? Hey, Aaron, been watching videos for a long time. First time I've actually been able to attend one live. Well, Sean, welcome. This is the experience. And it's not too dissimilar to hearing it later. Except that I just mentioned your question. Morning, Jill. How are you? Joey the Jaguar is here, of course. Packers still considered fraudulent, Eli? It remains to be seen. We'll see. Obviously, the most fraudulent team to score the most points in week one. That's where we can lay our hat this week. They didn't skip a beat, though. Yeah, no doubt about it. They inserted guys along the line. Runyon got his first taste of NFL experience. And look, the biggest testament to the ability up front was how nothing changed on offense. They just kept humming. And LaFleur didn't have to change much of anything as far as his play calls go. So Stanovich gets a big shout out there. I mean, that's something where when LaFleur hired him, 2 years ago, you know, a lot of question marks surrounding it, especially after letting Campen go, who is a vet in the league and has done a lot. The guys in the room really liked Campy. But no question, that is a real testament to the coaching staff. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Lewis. How are you? Calling in Jared Valdir. I doubt it. Not right now. I think they're going to get Billy Turner back, and they're going to probably put Turner probably at guard, maybe put Wagner at tackle, and away they go. So I maybe. I'm not going to completely rule it out, but I would tend to doubt it at this point. Petten does need to work, referencing the title of the video. Petten has work to do. Did Capers leave? Is this personnel or scheme that hinders us? Yes. And I can't apologize enough for my neighbors, who have clearly decided that 10 a.m. is a perfect time to rev up whatever fucking machine they're revving up out there. It sounds like maybe some kind of hedge trimmer, but yeah, it's right outside my window. So that's the life in New York. Ripping right on top of each other. Gotta love it. But to answer your question, Paul, did Capers leave? I mean, it's similar in the sense that they're having trouble with big leads. This game last week reminded me of the game against the Cowboys last year in the second half where they had that huge lead and they let the opponent chip away at it. It's frustrating because it's not like you can point to one thing, you know? Savage got caught peeking up and should have just stayed with his man. Why he's peeking up on that touchdown, I have no idea, but he stops his legs because of it and he gets beat. And then the final touchdown is Jaire Alexander getting beat on a go route when he's in press coverage. Why is he pressing? You know, you're up in the fourth quarter. They're desperate for a touchdown. Just stay back. So it's little things like that that get you beat. And they didn't get the Packers beat per se on the final scoreboard on Sunday, but they certainly got those players beat in those situations for touchdowns. I just think it's details and making sure that you're on top of them, even when you've got a comfortable lead. Do we get any Lambo leaps this week? Michael, I'm dying to find out. I wonder what they're going to do. It's interesting because I remember the Packers talking about selling advertisements across the front rows of seating. So maybe they'll be kind of taped off, so to speak. But yeah, I don't know. We'll find out. Oh, Mandalorian trailer just dropped. Nags, Packers, W plus new Star Wars. What a week. That's what I'm talking about, Zach. Where was Raven on Sunday? He was inactive, Kurt. He had been out with an injury for quite a while during training camp and then came back in a limited capacity the week leading up to the Vikings game. So we'll see tomorrow if he's a full participant. I should hope so. Joey, hashtag fire capers. We're back. Was this Rodgers' best game in the LaFleur offense? I don't know. I mean, you can talk about the quality of opponent, etc. I mean, you got to look at the Raiders game last year as well, if you're talking about that. But, I mean, yeah, he's one of them, no doubt about it. William, thank you for the super chat. Do you think we have too many weapons? I'm serious. No, you can never have too many weapons. Just ask Corey Behnke. Thanks for the super chat. Why was Mo Adams inactive? Toe injury that he suffered on the first day of training camp. He was actually having a good day that first day. It was actually not the first day of camp. It was the first day of pads. Yeah, he was having a good practice, and then he went down. NFL Network reported that it was a toe. So he's still dealing with that. MVS can be a number two. I mean, if he's more consistent, can't have those drops. I mean, the over route, that's a huge swing. The third down drop on the cross, can't have that. Those are killers. Those are drive killers. I know they recovered from the drop on the big over route, but that drop on the crosser, I mean, that's designed to go to him. That is your play to make. You got to catch that. After that game, do you think we can do anything to shore up the leaky Rundy? They could have all offseason. They tried signing Snacks. Snacks doesn't want to come play. Maybe they bring up Mac from the practice squad. I think that's a possibility. Outside of that, this is your team. Will there be a transplant soon? Luke, funny you ask. There will be a Packer transplants tomorrow night right here on Cheesehead TV's YouTube and Facebook pages. So get ready. Corey Behnke has some thoughts. Who's better, LaFleur at coaching or Behnke at business? Ooh, baby, that's good. I'm going to go with Behnke at business simply because he's a vet and he's been doing it longer. I don't know. I just made that up. AMH Matters, thanks for the super chat. You can't spell good without dog, without carrying the G. You can't spell good dog without carrying the G. There you go. All right. I'm down with that. Hello from the Czech Republic. What's up from New York City? How are you? Finally caught you live after a couple of months. What a great showing from our team on Sunday. It's a shame our defense let the Vikings play at the end. We deserve to destroy them properly. Well, hey, look at it this way. You know, if the Packers just come out and absolutely wipe the map, you know, it gets boring and you don't have that Packer feeling, right? Of, oh, God, are they going to let it mess up at the end? And are they going to fight? And so you get that, right? And then all week we have stuff to bitch about. It's a win-win. I'm kidding, of course. I would very much like them to destroy the Vikings next time. It's similar to what happened last year in week two when they went up 21-0 and then held on for dear life. G. Quinn, thanks for the super chat. AP at Lambeau with no Kenny Clark. I'm already having nightmares. I feel you, man. I feel you. But on the flip side, the Lions will be having beer vendors and popcorn salesmen at cornerback. So Davante Adams should eat again. Good morning from Seattle. Danny, you're up. You're up at 7 a.m. Seattle time. What's up, buddy? Thanks for joining us. What else we got? What is Joey the Jaguar talking about here? I hate Danny Green. I love you. I love you. I love you. Well, that's nice. I've been getting a lot of hate lately, so that's nice to hear. Thank you. What time is transplants? Transplants is 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Lambeau. Be there. This team is way more prepared under the floor than Mike McCarthy. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with that early on in his tenure. Now we'll see. I mean, one of the reasons that things fell apart for Mike is that, as Trent Dilfer said, he kind of stopped grinding. You know, LaFleur is obviously all in. He's a young gun, ready to go. Mike was that same way when he first got him born, had to whip Favre into shape and then had to bring along Rodgers. People forget what it was like around McCarthy's teams those early years. So you just ask Ryan Grant. He'll tell you. But, yeah, he lost his edge. No doubt about it. And LaFleur most certainly has it. So they are absolutely prepared 1,000%. Nathan, thank you for the super chat. Kevin King is going to be Casey Hayward, Volume 2, but he doesn't have to be. I mean, we'll see. It really depends on how they put that puzzle piece together as far as the salary cap goes. The loss of revenue next year, regardless of how big it is certainly going to play a factor into the salary cap, which is certainly going to play a factor into how the Packers go about keeping guys or letting guys walk. And Kevin, that's a 50-50 for me. We'll see. Give the ball to Dylan at the one-yard line. Julia, I hear you. They kind of overthought it there. But, hey, you saw that prior to the pass to Devontae that he dropped on fourth down. They tried Jones up the middle, and it wasn't because it wasn't a big back that they didn't get in. They just got blown up in the middle of the line. You know, I don't think Dylan would have been creating anymore down there. William, thank you for the super chat. I hope they use Dylan more. I think they will as the year goes on. You know, but when you've got Williams and Jones cooking, why mess with it? I'm down with that. But yeah, I thought he looked good. What, 6 yards in his first carry, 8 yards in his second carry? Bring it, babe. Bring it. Joey, good game from Martinez last night. I agree. He looked good for the Giants. I mean, the Giants did not look good, but Martinez absolutely picking up where he left off in regards to being all over the field. Aaron Jones had 19 TDs last year. Stop with the Dylan needs goal line work stuff, people. Tim, people can want to see Dylan. There's no crime in that. Why you got to hate, man? Nothing but love up here. Dylan looks strong. Yeah, he did. Andrew, I lost my top fan badge watching on YouTube too much. Hey, man, these are the choices we make, and they have consequences. I'm just making that up. See, I think I missed a couple super chats. Like, no, Nathan's. I got that one. Ah, there we go. Michael, did Rodgers go off because Jennings was there? No. What else we got? No, I got that one. Okay, so I think I got them all. It's early, but who are you thinking for your sleeper early this week coming? AJ Dillon, since everybody's so high on him. I don't know. You guys in your sleepers. I don't know. Chris Barnes greater than Blake Martinez. Okay, Sam, relax. Calm down. One game, kids. One game. Relax. I mean, look good. Don't get me wrong. Will the Packers score 50 points this weekend? I mean, they could. Given the state of the Lions secondary, it's a possibility. Tim, thanks for the super chat. Negs, can I get that hoodie delivered to the UK? You bet you can. Absolutely, 1,000%. Let me show. Let me throw up the link here for you guys. Our Cheesehead TV store. Deliver wherever the hell you are in this globe. There you go. Boom. I said boom. There it is. There it is. So there you go, Tim. Yeah. All the hoodies. All the Cheesehead TV hoodies to the UK for Tim. That's what I'm all about. What else we got? We got to keep Stafford off the field. He tends to have our number. You're not kidding, man. He has been a big problem for the Packers, no matter who's been defensive coordinator or what personnel they have or what scheme they're running. Stafford's been an issue the last 4 or 5 years. So I'm with you. Look, the Packers did a great job of that in Minnesota as far as grinding out clock. I mean, the time of possession was insane in their favor. More of that. Efficiency, move the chains. Bleed the clock, keep Stafford off the field. I'm all for it. And, hey, that may be the formula early on. Everyone's talking about worrying about the run defense. I think the best run defense is the offense taking a ton of time to score. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. I had to watch the game on mute. Any Jennings calls or tirades worth talking about? I was on watch party also watching it on mute. Why the hell would I ever voluntarily listen to Greg Jennings call a football game? Come on now. Even when I watched the replays, I had it on mute. Actually, that's not true. I was listening to Depeche Mode. But, yeah, no. We drafted Rodgers, no weapons in the draft. Whatever are we going to do, Trevor, with some sarcasm this morning? BD, thanks for the super chat. When Smiths line up, do they have gap responsibility? It seems like you don't have to be an NFL running back to see where to go pre-snap on our run defense. Well, yes and no. It depends on some of the calls. There's clearly just a sense of go disrupt. I don't think you can live with that Zadarius in the middle wrinkle, so to speak, much more than that. It's a great wrinkle to have, but they cannot count on it. as a base part of their plan. But yeah, no, they absolutely, when they're outside, they, of course they have responsibilities and they set a pretty damn good edge. It's just a lot of the times the trap stuff was working pretty well. And I think the Vikings did a really good job of sealing both, you know, making sure, okay, you want to seal that edge. That's fine. We're going to come around either on the trap or the pull. And we're going to seal that for Cook to get through. And I think they did that like three or four times with great success. That's obviously something they need to fix. Dan, thanks for the super chat. If I die, I die. Cousins lining up across from Z. Nice callback to his coronavirus mention. Casey, thanks for the super chat. Rodgers obviously fixed his footwork and dropbacks. Yes and no. I've seen a lot of people talking about this in regards to what he saw in the 2010 film. I'm not convinced it's that simple. I still think it's a little subtler than that. There were a number of throws on Sunday, if you go back and watch, where he is falling away. His mechanics are pretty similar to what they've been throughout the years. But I do agree he played a lot more in rhythm. And I think more than anything, that's what needed to happen. And I think PFF charted it, actually, as far as percentage of throws that he did within a certain time frame, et cetera. And it was much improved over last year in that regard. And I do think, I don't know what mechanical thing he may have changed, but to me, the biggest kind of change and or development for Rodgers, and I said this all camp, was playing within the rhythm of the offense. If he can do that, they're really going to cook. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. There's still Jennings hate. You don't think he's good at what he does? I think Greg Jennings is one of the best wide receivers to ever don the green and gold. I think he is hard to listen to in the booth. He's okay in a studio. That's all I have to say about Greg Jennings. No hate, just what I say. Grimy One, thanks for the super chat. If last week was an indicator, wide receiver was not needed in the draft. I don't know. It's only 1 week. Guess we got to let it play out. Small sample size and all that. But isn't it funny how everyone was clamoring for the Packers to draft a wide receiver in the first round? Oh, when they traded up and everyone thought, oh, here comes the wide receiver. And then they didn't draft that wide receiver. And everyone thought, oh my God, what a terrible draft, blah, blah, blah. You heard PFF ripping them apart. And ESPN, CBS both said they had terrible drafts, blah, blah, blah. Oh, however, they did take DeGuara in the third round. Oh, but right. Yeah, that's also a terrible pick because he's not going to help him. He only plays fullback, blah, 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 blah. The Vikings took a wide receiver in the first round. I think he had two catches and DeGuara had one. So I guess the Packers should have traded up for a wide receiver in the first round so they could have had one more catch on Sunday. Now, I'm obviously being a bit facetious here, but this is how stupid draft analysis is the moment after the draft happens and why you have to let things play out and why this idea that, oh, because they didn't do it a certain way means it's completely incorrect and has to be wrong, obviously. It's all bullshit and just stuff to fill. That's all it is. It's like filling up a garbage pit. You know, we got this huge hole. We got to bring in the garbage, bring in the toxic waste. This is where it goes right here. That's your draft analysis moments after a draft finishes. You can tell I get kind of worked up about this one. Shit drives me nuts. Thank you, Grimy. And that's not directed at you, obviously. I know you're on the side of the good and gold right there. Casey, another super chat. What's up, buddy? Alexander sack safety was the play of the game. What you say? It totally turned the momentum. It's obviously that or the interception. But to me, yeah, I think that's a big, big component of their victory because, A, you don't want to let them out of their own end after failing to punch it in. But then, yes, not only do you get points, but you get the possession back. And Irvin's return really helped them get into striking distance after that kick. So, yeah, to me, I do think that is the play that absolutely turns the tide of the game. What else we got? Jake, thanks for the super chat. Would love to see Dylan get some goal line touches. We talked about that at the beginning. Don't. Some people are very upset about that idea for some reason. I don't know, Jake. Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. Nice. Thanks for everything you do for us as Packers fans, Pogs. Thanks for checking it out, man. Does Gary eventually Does Gary eventually replace Preston? I don't know about replace. I mean, Preston's on a 4-year deal, right? He's in year two. I mean, maybe way down the line, but I think they're going to juggle all three of those guys all year long. How do the Packers cover Hockenson in week two? That's a very good question. They had trouble with tight ends all last year. Clearly, the Vikings really didn't cook much with their tight ends, but yeah, he's going to be a matchup issue. I would think Amos would probably draw the most of it. We'll see if Raven's back. I would love to see Josh Jackson get a shot at taking him, but I wanted to, speaking of Josh Jackson, it was funny how I got so many questions both during the chat, during the game, and then after the game. What happened to Josh Jackson? Where's Josh Jackson? And I mean, it's always going to be situational and or opponent specific. And the Vikings aren't exactly spreading it out and using four or five wide receivers. So if you are expecting Josh Jackson to come in, who are you taking off the field between Jair Alexander and Kevin King? Because he's a boundary corner. We heard that all summer. He's playing on the boundary. He's going to come in when they play probably dime, and they didn't play a ton of dime. They played a lot of nickel. So, but if you are expecting Jackson to come in, who are you taking off? It's kind of blows my mind. But yes, I think Jackson would be a good matchup if he can get on the field. DeGuara hit those poor wide receivers like a bowling ball on Lazard's end around. I bust out laughing when I saw them go flying. That was a great moment. The Packers sideline went absolutely insane when that happened as well. It was a lot of fun. Can Goot get something for Burks before Martin comes back? No. Maybe a seventh round pick, but no, I don't. You don't want something for him. He's much more valuable to you on your team right now as a core special teams guy and a guy who knows the defense who can step in if there are injuries. No, you don't want to trade him, especially not this early. Grimey, thanks, buddy. That's really nice of you to say. I feel the run game will be key. Sorry, thing just disappeared. I feel the run game will be key to victory against the Lions. I mean, it's going to be a big key regardless of the opponent. I don't doubt for a second they're going to want to lean into it. And it's interesting to watch the game back again, the Vikings game. You see 40-plus points and you think, oh, yeah, Rodgers was throwing it around the yard. And obviously he had four touchdowns, etc. But, you know, they had a lot of grinded out type runs, like 1, 2, 3 yards that maybe didn't look very productive, weren't aesthetically pleasing. You're not going to talk about them later on, but that's the stuff where, you know, you get the backers and the defense thinking about, you know, okay, here comes the run. I know this action means run. And then you hit them with something else. It's the LaFleur always talks about the illusion of complexity. You get a lot of window dressing and get people guessing, and then you're running the same concepts, but instead of a 3-yard run, this time it's an 8-yard pass, and away you go. So, you know, it's very clear how important the running game is. It absolutely is the engine that drives the offense, but it may not always be, you know, Star Wars type numbers, but it's always going to be very important. All right, I think, oh no, Stanley's got a super chat. What's JerMichael Finley's problem with the Packers? Man, who knows? I don't care. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for all the super chats and all the interaction. I love talking to you guys each and every day. Thanks for making Cheesehead TV part of your Packers routine. I know it's a very saturated spot on the internet covering the Packers. You guys have tons of outlets that you could go to. You choose to make Cheesehead TV part of your routine. It really means a lot to us. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and if you're so inclined, consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. It really supports everything we do, from 5-hour game day live streams to sending me to training camp. Everything we do, it really helps. But if you can't, totally understand. Just hit like, hit subscribe. And don't forget, Packer Transplants is back live tomorrow at 5 Eastern, 4 Lambeau, right here on YouTube and Facebook. It's going to be a ton of fun. Thanks for hanging out. Talk to you guys later. Go Pack, go.